Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's good, people? It's your host again, host with the most. We back at it with another episode of the What's the Word with LJ Mental podcast. Thank you again for joining me for another week, another episode. We're feeling a little bit, it's a little bit under the weather today, but we still in here, still banging out these episodes. It's always, it's a lot to talk about. We're going to get into it right here. So, yes. First off, happy that sports is back this week. Sports is back. Full effect. Like, I know we had, like, a little bit of golf, NASCAR. I'm talking about, like, as far as the big three in American society, as far as the MLB, NBA, and NFL is on the way. But as far as Major League Baseball, and NBA is coming back tomorrow, the 30th. So, yeah. So, I checked the opening night of the Major League Baseball this past week. And it was interesting. I was really wondering, I'm sure like everybody else was wondering how it was going to be, how it was going to look. Just seeing how, because we know there weren't going to be any fans in the stadium, anything. It was pretty dope. About the first game, the Yankees versus the Nationals, was before the National. I really don't pay attention to the National anyway. I could go either way. I never thought it was about disrespecting the flag with Colin Kaepernick. People that know me already know how I feel and stand about that. But it was dope to see all the players on the Yankees and the Nats team took a knee before the national anthem in solidarity. They all together took a knee. And it's about time that people of all races are understanding what's going on, what it's like to be. Well, I never know what it's like to be black in America, but have a finally an understanding, like, okay, what's going on is wrong. There is systemic racism. There is way too many black people being killed by the police unfairly, unarmed black people. And finally, we're bringing awareness to it. And on the mound, yeah, we saw the BLM, Black Lives Matter, on the mound in both games. So really bringing awareness to it. And that's all you're asking for. Like, not asking for no, black people are never asking for no handout to white people or other races that did not understand. We're going through. We were never asking for a handout. We're looking for understanding. We just want to be treated fairly like everybody else. And that's never been the case in the United States. It's never been the case. It's really been the DSA, the Divided States of America. But it's finally more and more people are starting to really be understanding and actually have a heart for fellow human beings. That's all they care about, because some people are just caught in this hard for people to understand. If it doesn't affect you, I guess it's kind of hard for certain people to really say, okay, I understand. What can I do to help? I guess it's hard for some people to have that compassion. If you've never, or you or anybody in your family have never been put in that position, it's hard for people to gravitate towards that. And as black people, we have to understand that too. Like, I try to put myself in other people's shoes, but still, it's not asking a lot to have some compassion. But anyway, back to the MLB. Through the national anthem, we started the game with the Yankees and the Nats, and it was good. Let's just say I'm happy the Yankees won, because I'm not a big Major League Baseball fan, but I do fuck with the Yankees. That's my squad as far as being from the East Coast. You know, I'm from Buffalo, I always rep the Yankees. Yankees won, and they stopped at the sixth inning, so I thought that was weird. When I first saw that, I missed why they stopped it. I guess it was because of rain. I had to step away for a minute at the time, but yeah, I guess it was because of rain. picked up, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's not because of the corona, is it? But come to find out, it was good, and the Yankees won. Well, they didn't get to the ninth inning. But then he got to the Dodger game, and that was interesting to see because it had a different feel from the Yankees-Nats game. The Dodger Stadium, they pumped in the crowd noise. And they obviously, if you saw the game, they put cardboard cutouts in the stands. They said about 4,500, which is like, damn. I wonder how, when I saw that, I wonder how many people and how long that took to do that. But it was, that was it. That gave it a more interesting feel, especially with the crowd noise they pumped in there. And that was a pretty competitive game for a while, but then the Dodgers ended up running away with that one. It was like 9-1, the final score. But, man, the Dodgers, that's going to be a really tough team this year to beat, especially with a shortened season. It's a lot, creates a sense of urgency, and it's going to be real. The Dodgers are going to be tough to beat, plus they added Mookie Betts from the Red Sox. Sorry, as a Yankees fan, I can't stand the Red Sox, but no, they've been great. I respect them, but I can't stand them. But yeah, they added Mookie Betts, and they got a hell of a roster on that team. So it's gonna be the Dodgers. I think they're probably gonna be in the World Series again. I could see it. So yeah, I'm just gonna be interesting to see, especially when playoff time comes around, how this is gonna play out. So. Yeah, I would love to see you. Yankees versus Dodgers in the World Series. Yeah, I would love to see it, but maybe the past few years, the Astros have been in the way of the Yankees' success. So we shall see how that goes. I hope they don't stand in the way. Now, as far as the NBA, I'm looking forward to this opening. I know they've had some scrimmages, but the first real game back is tomorrow, July 30th. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be tuned in. I think they get the Lakers play the Clippers tomorrow night, I believe. But, yeah, I'm going to be tuned into that. I'm rocking with the Lakers. I know a lot of people that know basketball. Clippers are going to take it to the championship this year. I don't know. It's going to be hard to say because a lot of people know the Clippers probably have a better team than the Lakers. I mean, with the addition of Kawhi Leonard this year, Paul George, and you obviously got Patrick Beverley. And, yeah, it's going to be tough for the Lakers because they really got four guys that can really guard LeBron. And, I mean, I know they added Anthony Davis and like some of our role players, like JaVale McGee and some of the other pieces there. And it sucks that Avery Bradley won't be there. Obviously, he has to think about his family concerns with the coronavirus because he has a son that could is at risk. So, I mean, you got to think about your family first. I ain't even mad about him about that. But it's disappointing he's not going to be there because he's become a very valuable part of that team, and he's a great defensive player. And the Lakers definitely need that. So it's going to be real interesting to see. And who's MVP? Who's going to win MVP? I know there's been a lot of talk the last few weeks on who's going to win MVP this year. And it should go to LeBron, but I think by default it's going to go to Giannis, the Greek Freak. Him leading the Milwaukee Bucks. That's how it normally goes. It's hard to find out in the NBA who's really the MVP nowadays. It's normally who has the best record and the best team. It's not who's most valuable. That's what it's really supposed to be, most valuable player. But it doesn't seem like that's really the case. Who gets that? Because LeBron, easily could have 7 or 8 MVPs over the years. Cause he's been the most valuable player, basically, the last 10-plus years, easily. But it seems like they just try to give a reason not to give it to him. Just like when Jordan was in his prime, he should have definitely have at least 7 or 8 MVPs. And they were trying to find, seems like they were trying to find reasons to give it to somebody else when Michael Jordan was easily the best player and the most valuable player in the league, damn near for 12 years. So, yeah, it seems like they're trying to give reasons to. I don't know why, but, I mean, Giannis makes a strong case, but he's not been more valuable than LeBron. But we're going to see how that turns out. I'm looking forward to NBA action coming back tomorrow night, and it's going to be great to see. It'll be interesting. Now, I would talk about as far as the NFL obviously not going to come back till September, and they canceled the preseason, and I don't have a problem with that. And I can see why a lot of coaches feel like it's frustrating to cancel preseason. And I can see their point of view of needing at least 2 preseason games, because obviously you got your guys you're dealing with in the draft. You got your rookies and your second-year guys that haven't gotten any starts yet. So that's what the preseason is for. It's for the future of your team. Because those veterans aren't going to be around forever, especially if you got a guy in you like Drew Brees or some of your older veterans, whether you got your old tight ends or linebackers that could possibly step up and take that next step in the next couple of years. So, yeah, that's what the preseason is for. So I can see why coaches could be frustrated, but, I mean, we got to take all the precautions necessary, obviously, right now with COVID. And I'm not sure how they're going to do the NFL season as far as games are concerned. I don't know. I think some stadiums talk about some fans or some aren't going to have any fans and possibly pump crowd noise like how the Dodgers did at Dodger Stadium. I noticed we still got a little bit of time because that doesn't start until September. As far as that, now I'm definitely going to be talking about that when that time comes up closer to NFL, because I'm a huge NFL person, so I'm looking forward to that. Now, let's get into I'll switch up a little bit. I need to address this as far as what Joe Biden said last week, as far as he said Donald Trump is the first racist president. He said that no president has presidents have people have tried to run for president that were racist but never actually got elected, and they failed in the past, and Donald Trump is the first one to succeed. This scares me because Joe Biden constantly, it seems like whenever you hear him talk, he just says whatever talks off the side of his neck, and it doesn't make any sense. And a lot of people are not enthused about voting for Joe Biden. I mean, a lot of people just want to get Donald Trump out of the White House, whoever it is. And it's sad that it's come to that point because it doesn't make people enthusiastic about voting. I'm not very enthused about voting. People who actually have a shot. It's sad that for years we're supposed to be so progressive after Barack Obama got in office. But yet, look at what we are here in 2020 in the social media era and where internet has taken over all of our lives. And yet we still have 2 old white men running for president. Like, it's crazy. This isn't progression. Like, seriously, and a lot of the rhetoric is the same, like, from years ago, and it's crazy, and it's very disappointing. I mean, it would be nice to see an independent or libertarian or any other candidates have a real shot at president, but it always comes down to just Democrat or Republican. And I think some people are tired of that, but there's not enough people tired of that. Because we're dealing with the same old rhetoric, the same old campaign, and it seems like Joe Biden is just running off an anti-Trump campaign. But let me get into this, why this is dangerous, right? Because when you misspeak like that, that really pisses a lot of people off. Because, I mean, to say he's the first racist president is so beyond wrong. It's not even funny. Like, when you've literally, I don't know if he meant in his lifetime. I don't know. But he just said, period, first racist president. Now, if you want to go in his lifetime, even that could be inaccurate. Maybe it might have not been displayed as publicly as Donald Trump has shown his racism and bigotry. But it can be debated, I think, on whether some presidents in the last, even, let's say, 70, 80 years have been racist. But, I mean, even in history, come on now. George Washington said that all men are created equal by owning tons of slaves. So, I mean, you literally had 12 sitting presidents that were slave owners. And as you all know, I mean, you can make a case that a guy that's on a $20 bill, and I always make a joke when I'm getting money out or getting paid or something, like, oh, yeah, there you go. You got them slave owners on that dollar bill. But, yeah, you could make a case that a guy on a $20 bill, Andrew Jackson, is the greatest racist of all time, or definitely one of them, easily. And the guy, Thomas Jefferson, the guy, Nickel, when he literally said it should be, he had a book where it said it should be a sentence to, he said whites and blacks can never coexist in a world together, and that it should be that people of color should be thrown in prison if they were ever free. So, I mean, what? Come on. Joe Biden's speech is just—it's dangerous. I mean, we already have Trump saying ridiculous things damn near every day, and it's just disappointing. And I hate that it's really hard to be enthusiastic this election in November. I mean, you could easily say that some of these presidents are handpicked anyway. You could easily say that. Not until the Electoral College. I believe I'm one to believe that Electoral College needs to be abolished. You need to get rid of it. It's ridiculous. Every vote doesn't count. If that was the case, if every vote really counted, Donald Trump wouldn't even be in office right now because he lost the popular vote. And I've had a few discussions with people the last few years on Electoral College, some white, some old, some black. On how they feel about the Electoral College. But I'm a person, I think we need to get rid of it. It's ridiculous because every vote doesn't count, and it's frustrating. So, yeah, and this is real unfortunate. And we're going to see how this turns out in November. I am of the one of the people that believes Donald Trump needs to go. I'm not enthused about Joe Biden either. But yeah, I feel stronger though that Donald Trump needs to go. I feel much stronger about that. I've never been one, and it's funny too, like how some white people, not all, some would say, "Oh, anything that is pro-black or anything that points out bigotry and racism," they say, "Oh, that's all propaganda from the left," which is absolutely nonsense, and it really makes no sense. When you could point out factually things that's been wrong with this country, and they always say left-wing propaganda. Well, for one, I don't consider myself left-wing. I'm not a registered Democrat or Republican. I've been independent because I honestly don't trust either party. Never really have. So, but it would be nice to see an independent candidate get a real shot at being president. Or someone from another party, rather Democratic or Republican. But these are options. I do strongly believe that Donald Trump needs to go. So we are going to see how this goes in November. We shall see. Now, on another note, let's talk about somebody who, and my word of the week is labeling. Reason why I want to talk about that is because you got people who have been labeled all kinds of things, from bipolar, which I never really believed was a real condition, to whether somebody, people love to put labels on people when they don't know what to do with them. And they just call them crazy for no reason. They're not really crazy. People just love to get labels. And that brings me to Kanye West. And he had a rally last week. And he talked about a few things that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And people are, and people have called him bipolar. They say he's been diagnosed as bipolar. Even his wife, Kim Kardashian, said he's bipolar, and they go along with it. They say he hasn't taken his medication. I'm going to get into that. He said some very disturbing things this past week about saying that Harriet Tubman never really freed the slaves. And I've also heard people say what he was trying to say is, how can you really be free as a black person in the U.S. if you still live in a systemically racist society? I mean, Kanye West isn't the greatest communicator. And he hasn't really, I honestly don't believe he's been the same since his, I hate to say it, since his mother passed away in 2007. I don't think he's been the same ever since. He even had a song, he even rapped about it in one of his songs. He went through a deep depression when his mama passed, and out with anybody in a depression. But yeah, but still, I mean, over the years, he's vandalized cameraman. He's done, he said a lot of crazy things. And but yeah, Kanye, he said Harriet Tubman never freed slaves. And he also talked about his relationship with Kim Kardashian publicly, as far as all that he said that he's living for life. Get Out was about him. The movie Get Out. If you've seen the movie Get Out, he said that was really about him. And that, I guess, he considers himself in a sunken place. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, Kanye West, a lot of people are saying he needs help and he's crazy, he's bipolar. I don't, I'm not, we need to scratch that bipolar bullshit. We really need to scratch that. Like, just labeling somebody that and giving him medication for that, that's where. And it, we love to do this with, I'm sure everybody gets, but we love to do this with black people. And it's crazy. Like, it really bothers me. You just label somebody that just because you may not understand them or know what to do with them. Yes, he probably does need help. But talk to this man. See what you can do, but don't give him medication that could possibly corrupt him even more. I'm not with that. And we've done that with kids, too. Kid that might be fighting or might be misunderstood, and they want to put them in special ed and give them children medication. Like, I've always been completely against that. And it's one thing to talk about your mental health in therapy. I think that could be necessary too. But if someone is telling you, yeah, you need to take these pills because of certain things you said, fuck that. No, I'm not. No. You don't need medication for things you may say, and they may call you bipolar, because bipolar does not exist. It's a farce. It's a fallacy. It's not real. Just because someone, I mean, we all experience different emotions. We aren't going to be the same every single fucking day. Like, we all have different emotions. Does that make you bipolar because you're angry one day and happy one day? No, it doesn't fucking exist. Like, come on, we gotta stop just buying into whatever propaganda people want you to buy into, as far as wanting you to take pills and labeling you bipolar. And it's an interesting topic, too, as far as anxiety. Because I think you can say you experience anxiety, but that could possibly tie into what's considered society. Any other disorders they might say you have. I don't believe in that. It's one thing to say somebody is sick or has a condition, because some people do have conditions. Obviously, you have people with autism and some other, obviously, serious conditions. But to just label somebody with something just because you don't necessarily understand them is wrong. And I don't believe that you need to get them pills just because you don't fucking understand them. We need to cut that shit out and stop. Seriously. Cut that shit out. Don't be so quick to buy into it. I like to call it being a blind follower. Don't be a blind follower, man. do more research, talk to the right people. Don't just talk. And if somebody tells you, you go talk to somebody, they tell you you need to take these pills, I'm going to tell them, listen, no, I'm going to get a second opinion. Fuck you. We need to get a second opinion. Don't just buy into that. And this is, I just feel like, I really need to address that because I'm tired of seeing that. This is nothing new as far as what Kanye West. I'm sure Kanye West does need help, and he said a lot of crazy things, but that doesn't make him bipolar. I don't care. Yeah, that does not make him bipolar, and we need to stop that too, especially with, I mentioned kids too because I've seen that a lot. I've seen that, way too much as far as them trying to label. And this starts at an early age. Who knows? I don't know what Kanye West is dealing with as a child. But as far as I've seen that a lot with children where they try and put them in special ed and they want to give them some pills. And no, shit, no, I don't think any child, unless they have a real serious condition, if it's just a child, they might be acting out or fighting. They don't need to be special ed. They need to be seriously. I think if they're in school, they need to be really be spoken to with the parent and the teacher and really try to really address the issue. Because if you really trying to just put them in special ed and pills, you don't give a damn about that child. You don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't do shit like that. So, I just really wanted to address that. And so, happy we still here, and be back at another episode here, and Puzzle 2, continue to check out my website, continue to make a purchase on, if you need some photography done, you need any design work done, and we got some gear for you too, t-shirts, hats, hoodies, more to come. Just check out the website, Mentor Designs, MINTER, designsinc.com. And you can check everything out from there. And go on my shop and you can check out, get your gear, get your designs, get your photography, get all that from us. So, we can get all that done for you. So, check it out. And we're going to keep pushing, keep going. Keep this thing moving. That's all we all about. Don't stay stagnant. Continue to grow. Keep moving. So, I'm happy sports is back. I'm looking forward to it. And I'd like to hear from some of y'all, too, who y'all think is going to be the MVP in the NBA. And who you think will be in the World Series in the, when it comes to the MLB. And also, who you think is going to be in the NBA Finals, too. I got the Lakers and the Bucks. I still think the teams, I know this is going to be a very different season as far as how this, obviously with them being in the NBA bubble at this final stretch here. I'm a firm believer that this is going to be the Lakers and the Bucks. I know some people going with the Clippers, but I'm interested to see what other people think about that. So, I'm excited. We're going to see how this thing go. And, this has been another episode of What's the Word with LJ Mentor Podcast. And as always, I'm your host with the most, LJ. I'm out.